Welcome back, guys. New episode of the Armchair Pilots, the most average podcast in all of the land, hosted by two of the most average men you'll ever meet in your life. This week, we're doing a special episode. Mr. Donnelly, we're going to go straight in, no kissing. Did you watch the Late Late Toy Show last week?
Jesus, Fergal, you're forgetting to say hello to me now and again. Like, what is going on with you? Like, you think you'd have the decency and manners just to introduce me, you know?
We already said hello.
All right, okay, that's fair enough. Since, well, at least you said it anyway, so, but to answer your question, yes, I did. Did you?
No, I did not.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Fergal, we were talking about it all year. We know, our talking points.
I was out or something. Where was I on Friday? There's a reason I couldn't watch it. I went out. Had some dinner.
Did you have a lovely dinner? Did it make up for the travesty of not watching the Late Late Toy Show?
It was absolutely delicious. It was poor planning on my behalf, booking a dinner the night of the Late Late Show, but sure, look, these things happen.
I say it's the fundamental Irish Christmas tradition, and you missed it.
I don't think I've watched it in 20 years.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought this would be a big kind of talking point. I would be able to talk about the ins and outs and all the shenanigans that would have been happening with Mr. Ryan Tuberty himself.
We have loads of opportunity here for me to ask you questions about it. Right, firstly, was this year's episode any good?
Nah, just crap enough now, to be honest with you. Probably the worst one in years at that.
I'd seen on the line that they didn't have such a huge emphasis on the toys this year. They had more of an emphasis on the children.
Yeah, that's not what I'm all about. Like everyone loves kids and all that type of crack, but just let me kind of revert back to my younger days and parse out those toys to me. I always wanna
show me the money. Show me the toys.
Absolutely. Like, they didn't do any technology. They didn't have any PlayStations or gaming systems or anything like that. But I always look forward to the likes of, you know, the bikes when they go cycling across the stage and everyone kind of has to sit down and watch it. And this year it was just absolute carnage. I'm surprised that the place didn't burn down with everything that was going on. The car crashes and everything. Like, just amazing viewing.
Amazing viewing.
Yeah, no.
So you enjoyed it?
No. Once again, no. I didn't know.
So it's gone on the lower end of ones. Are you going to watch it next year as a result?
I'll watch it every year till the day I die. But it's just, look, it was just one of those things. I think it's kind of, they're trying to muster up a bit of atmosphere for the upcoming festivities and everything else along like that. But it's just, I thought it was a little bit early this year. It's like, it's 5 weeks out from Christmas and, you know, maybe they should keep it back in December, like the first week of December or something like that.
It's always traditionally the last Friday in November, isn't it?
I know, but they could have had it. Look, what is it now? Tomorrow's the 3rd of bloody Friday, the 3rd of December. Like, you know, it's still early enough for it, like, realistically. So, look.
I know, but
I'm not trying to be a Grinch or anything, like, okay?
So, Donald, since the toy show has happened now, is it officially Christmas?
It is, absolutely, yeah.
Have you got your tree up?
I don't. No. It's barren. No, I have great plans for the weekends to put it up. But so, do you have your Christmas tree up?
We've had ours up probably since about mid-November.
All right, okay. And do you feel that it's more festive-y in your house? Are you halfway into the swing of things now? No?
I didn't want it up that early. I was very much on, I was told it was going up that early. I thought it would have been up earlier if it was not, if I wasn't involved in the decision-making.
Well, look, it's not like you to not lose a few battles here and there, like, but I thought you'd have a little bit more of a step in this one, no? Were you completely blown away?
I wasn't completely blown away, but we had to make a compromise.
It's all about picking the battles, picking and choosing, you know? So maybe that'll stand you in good stead going forward or something in the future, you know?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, please God, yeah.
Well, look, since we're talking about Christmas now, today's special episode, as most Irish people associate with Christmas, it tends to be flooded with chocolate treats of all types, shapes, sizes, flavors. So we're going to do a special chocolate episode and we're going to rank our chocolates.
Absolutely. This is also kind of, I've nicknamed this the future diabetes episode because I probably had maybe 20 or 30, maybe I fucked that, probably about 300 or 400 of each of these in my lifetime. Like, so yeah, it's are you a lover of chocolate before we get going?
Oh, I fucking love chocolate, man.
Yeah,
it's my absolute kryptonite.
Is it the one snack like you couldn't live without, really?
If I had to give up all sweets and just eat chocolate for the rest of my life, I'd be okay with that.
Potatoes, crisps.
Get rid of them all. Get rid of them all. Happily eat chocolate.
Chocolate, you are the chocolate king, really. So,
fucking love chocolate, man.
I do like chocolate myself. I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I think jellies would be mine, realistically. I'm a softy for a jelly, but yeah, look, I'm not going to lie. My obesity is basically due to chocolate. So so look, there's what this is kind of very similar to what we did last week. It was we did or even a couple weeks ago now at this stage, but we did a similar one with Marvel ranking the Marvel Universe, and we said it was such a hit that we'd give you another one. And are you looking forward to this one, Ferdo?
I'm looking forward to this one.
Okay. So look, since you're looking so looking forward to it, since you are the Chocolate King, I might actually just let you go first. So you can see here, once again, we have five tiers: God tier, amazing, good, average, and meh. All right. And then we have a list of the sort of chocolate bars below. So which one would you like to go for first?
I am going to go with a safe one, Donald. And yeah. I am going to pick a fudge bar.
A fudge bar. Okay.
And I am going to place that, recommend we place it in the average column.
Average. Okay. I hate fudge bars.
Why?
They're very meh. They're always the ones that are kind of left over, like in the selection boxes at Christmas, that no one really eats in our house anyways. And they're kind of just lingering around in the cupboards for about 3 or 4 months afterwards till they're eventually thrown out. Not the biggest fan.
I will admit that in the selection boxes and everything else, they are probably the last thing that I eat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not due to them being shy. It's just everything else is better than it. I have absolutely no problem chowing down a fudge bar.
All right, okay. Well, look, just because you're the Chocolate King and just because I don't want to cause too much controversy straight away, I'm going to let it sit on average for the time being. And we might come back to it in the end and we'll see how we go. I'm going to go for one from my childhood here now, Fergal, and it's one that I absolutely love. And it's probably not even technically a chocolate bar, but it's, you remember those mini animal crackers, the biscuits ones?
Yeah.
I'm putting these straight into God tier. Who doesn't love animal crackers?
Like, I like animal crackers.
Yeah,
but I'm not buying animal crackers. They're not going to be my first choice. You have to remember that we're measuring chocolate against chocolate here. You're not measuring chocolate against fruit and vegetables.
is it technicality that has kind of got into the list in the first place? But look, there is chocolate on it, and it is a childhood delicacy.
It is not God tier. It is not even close to God tier.
Okay, I'll settle for good for the time being because I know that you're not going to give me amazing either. But animal crackers are more than good. I love them.
They're nice. They're tasty. But like, on what's to come in the list, they're not up there.
Secret admission of mine. I actually robbed a packet out of my nephew's lunchbox one day when he was going to school. But that was his loss, really. Moving on.
Next option, we're going to go with Eclairs.
Eclairs now, a bit of a delicacy here now.
Am also going to go average.
Oh, here we go again. Are you serious?
Yeah, like they're grand, like they're nice. Again, they're on the same level as fudge. If you hand me an eclair and there's no other chocolate going, you can be guaranteed I'll eat it and I'll enjoy it. But in the levels of ranking chocolate, it's just not up there.
There are few things finer in life, Fergal, than sucking your way through an eclair and hitting that chocolatey bit in the middle. It's just amazing. I love eclairs. I'd put them in amazing.
We'll compromise and we'll go good then.
Okay. Once again, we will meet in the middle. There we go. It's round one to Jono. I'm off to a good start now. But Fergal, I'm gonna go something now that's very seasonal. Okay, for my next choice. It's going to be a Cadbury's cream egg. Now, I know you love Cadbury's cream eggs. I know that this is, you were saying that chocolate is your kryptonite. I'd argue that this is one of the higher levels of your weaknesses. And I say this is kind of one of your favorites. Now, I might be wrong, but I'm going to put them in meh.
That is absolute blasphemy.
Did I know you did? Did I hit a sore spot for you, Fergal?
That is absolute blasphemy. I feel like you're just doing sugary. That to me. To be controversial. They are at minimum good.
Okay.
If it was up to me, I would have them in amazing. They wouldn't quite make the God tier, but I would have them in amazing.
You see, I think that... How would you have your Cadbury's cream egg, first of all?
I bite the top off. No. I bite the top off and I suck out all the inside.
Ah, you dirty girl. Okay, they are a bit better than meh. I was only rising you a small bit, but I think that they are very sugary. But...
I can't decide if you're an old man or a child between animal biscuits and fucking eclairs. And you're ranking them above fucking cream eggs.
I do have quite the palate. I do have quite the palate now, in fairness to me. I think I'll settle for good. I'm very happy with that. I'm comfortable right in the middle. It could go bad. It could go good. It could go either way, but are you happy with that?
We'll settle for that for now.
Okay, that's three. Three and good so far. Okay,
next one now. I'm gonna keep playing it safe, Donald. My next one is going to be Dairy Milk. Obviously goes into God tier.
There's no debate.
There's absolutely no debate.
It's the quintessential chocolate bar. Anything else is wrong.
Correct. Entirely agree with you. the forefront of the chocolate industry. If you were talking about something that's my kryptonite, is fucking Dairy Milks.
Yeah, I have a multi-pack now in the press, and I actually got one the other day. I swear it's the size of the fucking laptop. And it has a big Chelsea crest on them. They've released them for Christmas, I think. Yeah, and I kind of wanted to keep it for a little bit, but I think it lasted about 20 minutes before we broke it open and we demolished it. And I felt like an absolute pig afterwards, like, because there's probably the equivalent of 4 or 5 Dairy Milks in half of the bar. So, it was,
delicious.
Delectably delicious, I might say. But, okay, no debate for me. It's probably not going to move. It's probably going to be number one at the end of the show, lads. Spoiler alert, you know?
Yeah, to be honest, too.
All right, okay. To add a little bit of a twist in the mix, I'm going to go for an Aero Orange, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but I am a firm believer that there's only one type of chocolate that deserves to have the orange category, and that's the Terry Chocolate Orange. Everything else is kind of very average, to say the least.
I agree. I don't agree with you about the orange thing, but in regards to where it goes, I agree with that. It's average. It's not the best Aero.
No, it's not.
There's better Aeros to come.
Yeah, what do you think of the orange flavor as a whole?
I enjoy it. I like it.
I enjoy it too, but do you not think it's kind of saturated the market? You can buy nearly everything in orange flavor now.
Yeah. Since we went into lockdown, I feel like every fucking brand is releasing an orange bar.
Yeah, they'll be selling orange flavored oranges next. So like, it'll just be. I just don't agree with it. I think it's just taken over. And my wife absolutely loves them. And she brought home a Yorkie orange the other day, and I was just like, oh, come on, let's add some spice to our life. I think it's there. I don't think it's going to change either. So I'm going to let you pick your next one.
That's fine, Donald. I am going to go with a Bounty bar, and I demand wholeheartedly that you put it in the meh. It's an absolute meh bar. Meh.
You're right. You're rising me now, aren't you?
No, I fucking hate Bounties, man. Worst chocolate bar ever made.
Bounty is in a god tier bar.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not even remotely close.
I am one of the few that absolutely loves coconut, the texture and the flavor of a Bounty bar.
Bounty bar is an absolute farce.
It's not. It's actually really underrated.
It's a farce.
Like, I absolutely love it. I love it. And I just think that it's a shame that it doesn't get the respect it deserves.
It doesn't deserve any respect. It's a disgraceful bar.
It's the best. It's up there with Dairy Milk for me.
Not even close, man.
If Dairy Milk was a 10, I'd give a Bounty a 9.9.
Like, if we're being honest about this, the Dairy Milk is probably going to finish first. The Bounty is probably going to finish last.
No, it's not. I absolutely love Bounties. I'm not rising it. I really do.
I believe you. Well, look, I suppose we'll give the listeners an insight as well. We are going to make an allowance at the end of the show where we can move one bar up and one bar down.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with meh because I picked Bounty and it was my go. So it's your goal.
Well, I'm perfectly happy to let it sit there very temporarily until we get to the end of this list, and then it's going to be skyrocketing somewhere else. But okay, Bounty. I'm going to go with After Eights. Jeez, I'm kind of going all old school. I'm going for the older ones. Now, I like an After Eight. I do.
So do I. I really enjoy at Christmas time, man. I fucking demolish a box of them.
I do, yeah. I love going to your house at Christmas, Virgil. It's one of my favorite things. And going down, and there's always a box of After Eights on one of the counters, and you have many counters. So, like, there are probably easily 20 boxes of After Eights on show at any given time.
I entirely agree, man. And I eat so many. Like, there's a couple of times, particularly on Christmas Day and Stephen's Day, I just end up sitting there eating an entire box to myself. And then I go in to get one more, and I'm like, where the fuck is the entire box gone?
Yeah, After Eights are tremendous. It definitely deserves to be an amazing, doesn't it?
Yes, I'd put them in. I don't think they're quite god tier, but definitely amazing.
Yeah, it's just what they bring to us as well. They are very festive, and it is coming up to Christmas, so I'm expecting to start putting on the weight now soon enough, and part of that will be because of After Eights. So here we go. Fergal, you're up.
Donald, again, I'm going to keep playing it safe. I'm just trying to get all these shit ones out of the way so we can talk about the real business. I'm going to pick a dime bar, and it's going straight to the bottom.
Yeah, okay. We have an accord, my good sir.
Lovely. That was an easy one. Next one, Donald. Yeah. Lay it on
Kinder,
me.
Kinder Bueno. The exact opposite. Right into the God tier.
Yes, I'm agreeing with that. It's just so good for everything, man. Out of the fridge, when it's melted, on top of ice cream. You can do so many things with this.
Yeah, the milkshakes alone, it's ridiculous. I had one a couple of weeks ago, and I loved them. I absolutely love them. It's the flavor, the nougaty, the hazelnutty flavor is just tremendous. And there's no debate. It is very close to being dairy milk as well, and it's just not going to move out of God tier, realistically.
I agree. Now, I'm going to make a controversial one now, Dom. Sorry, actually, no, I'm playing another safe one. Turkish Delight. I would like to retract an earlier statement, and this one is going straight to the bottom of the pile. If Dairy Milk is finishing first, Turkish Delight is probably going to finish last.
I love Turkish Delights.
Are you fucking serious, man? Are you 90 or something? Turkish Delight, fucking Bounty Bars, Eclairs.
I love fries, Turkish Delights. I really do. And this is probably my most bought chocolate bar.
Are you serious, man?
On my life. I absolutely... My mum
so
used
you're
to
one
them.
Of these fuckers keeping these motherfuckers in business.
I swear to God, yeah. It was actually... I put all the blame on my mum because she loves them as well. And then they're always around the house when I was a kid. And I must just have it in the muscle memory or the taste memory or whatever you want to call it, because I absolutely get vigorously excited when I have a Turkish Delight. I don't get an erection, but I still love them.
Well, look, again, I'm going to make the argument that I picked it, so it's fucking staying in meh.
But Fergal, what you've done there now is you've strangled me, because you put two out of my three favourite chocolate bars into the meh tier, and I can only move one of them up now. So at the end of my...
That's why I pointed it out, because you're going to have some tough decisions to make.
Oh, my divine Jesus. This is a bit harsh, Fergal. Can we put it in amazing?
Absolutely not.
This is
it's a bit harsh. Can we put it in amazing? That seems like a fair compromise.
People have been put to jail for less than what you've done here now.
What? No one likes. I promise you, when you put this out in the Great Friday debate, no one is going to vote for fucking Turkish Delight. It'll be out in the first round, and so will a fucking Bounty.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Fergal. We don't care about other people's opinions, really. We care about our own, and I love Turkish Delight.
Look, I'll let you move the Bounty up one. With the Turkish Delight staying down there.
Oh, God, I can't win. Okay, Fergal. Okay.
All right,
fine.
Next one. Give me your next choice, Donald.
Mars Bar. I was going to follow Turkish Delight, Bounty, and Dime straight into the Met here.
I probably would have given it average. But it wouldn't be above average. It is nice, but it's just so heavy, man.
It's so sickly sweet. It's grand. Do you ever have a Mars ice cream? They're lovely.
They're nice, yeah, agree. Entirely
Mars
agree.
Milkshake is lovely. Fucking the only acceptable way to eat a Mars, and at the very limit, is in the size it comes in the celebrations box, and that's it. The other, do you ever have a battered Mars bar?
Yeah, with ice cream, it's unreal.
Oh Jesus!
See, very heavy though. As I said, for a chocolate bar, it's so heavy.
It's only good in other forms of when it's been taken apart and changed into something else. That's the only way I can describe it.
Look, I agree with you, Donald. I'm happy with that.
Okay, next up.
Next one, I'm going to play another safe one. I'm going with Terry's Chocolate Orange, the little egg with the little wedges, and I'm going to suggest God tier.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Kudos to you, good sir.
It's fairly straightforward one, really.
Yeah, it is the best flavor. I think I alluded to it already. The best flavored orange in the world in terms of whatever confectionery you want to pick, and it's just... It puts a smile on my face.
They've stood the test of time as well. They didn't just launch or anything like that.
No, there's a bit of a showmanship to it as well. If you can get a crack and then have it all perfectly fall out in one good symmetrical wedges or whatever you want to call them. Yeah, it's very satisfying. That might give me an erection. All right, moving on. Kinder Surprise. Okay. It's a God tier. It is.
I would have put it in good.
Just think of what it is. It's much more than a chocolate bar, all right? It's a chocolate egg.
The toy.
And it has a toy in it.
Okay, no, the toy. You can't use the toy. We're rating chocolate here, and that comes with it. They're buying you off by giving you the toy.
Kinder chocolate is arguably the best chocolate up there with Cadbury.
I 100% agree with you, but it's too small, man.
It's a perfect treat.
It's not. It's a perfect treat for a child, what they're designed
for. Yes.
But for a 31-year-old man, it's not a suitable treat.
I wouldn't give away my age, but I am perfectly happy putting it in God tier. I don't think it deserves anywhere else. Just the amount of memories it has created and the amount of smiles it's brought in our faces over the years. It just has to be a God tier. It deserves to be.
Well, I want you to put this in good, and I want to make a change with you. You see the small little Kinder bars that you have, the Kinder chocolate?
We haven't picked them yet.
Yes, I want to pick them. I want to put them in
All
God
right.
tier. They're the same thing as that, and put that down.
You want to? Oh, okay, so we're moving. Okay. Yeah, you're wrong, but
How am I wrong? That's fair,
no.
man. So the Kinder Surprise is still nice. It's a nice treat, but it's too small. Them Kinder bars, man. You eat about six of those bars in that one packet. Not a bother.
I'll tell you what.
Delicious.
Okay.
Satisfying. Full treat. Not letting you say anything.
I perfectly agree that would have gone into all kind of stuff would go into God here for me. But like, I just think we're leaning being a little bit harsh on the original. Let's put it in amazing.
Okay, I'll give you amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Milky Bars struggle is one of my
Milky Bear.
favorites. Yeah.
I am all about either amazing or God tier, one of them two. I'll let you decide.
Yeah. It's going to go in God here.
That's fair.
it's like a lot of them are going to God here. We're being a little bit biased, maybe, but
That's you're being the pushover here, Donald.
it is brilliant. It is so tasty. Just the milky flavor. I love white chocolate. All is a personal favorite of mine. And the milky bars are on me. I love saying that phrase whenever we're having shots or anything like that. So yeah, it's great. Great selection. Why would you, are you happy enough with God here? Or are you going to put in
Happy enough for
amazing?
that one.
Okay, Fergal.
I want a Galaxy Smooth, the normal Galaxy, and I am
Oh
going to
yeah.
say it's going to go in amazing.
I entirely disagree.
Why?
I put an average at best.
A Galaxy, it's like the second best chocolate, man, bar Dairy Milk.
Kinder chocolate is better as well. It's almost it's very sickly, I think. It doesn't leave a great aftertaste in the mouth afterwards compared to Dairy Milk.
That's why it's not the best.
I think Dairy Milk chocolate feels oddly more natural. And I think it feels very manufactured when you're eating Galaxy.
I actually nearly agree with that statement, but it's still fucking delicious and it's still smooth milky chocolate.
Okay, I'll leave it there.
Okay, right.
Galaxy Caramel
That's God tier.
is it
That was
though?
this is what I was trying to say. Galaxy is not going in God tier because it's not. The Galaxy Caramel is the God tier one. Man, you used to fucking live off them when you were a teenager.
Yeah, I did like them now back in the day. They are delectably good. It's the runniness of the caramel inside it and everything like that. It's
Oh, man.
yeah. You know how you can squish them and then
Yeah.
like it's kind of yeah, I do like that. Okay, I agree with you. I still think Galaxy should move down and pegged up.
Well,
I
look
put it like
again.
this.
Look, while we're on Galaxy, I think we may as well bring up the topic of there's still Galaxy Minstrels there.
There is.
Where would you put the Galaxy Minstrels then?
I see my if we're going to the cinema, okay, my favorite thing to have in the cinema is a big box of popcorn and throw minstrels into the middle of it and mix them all up. So I love the theater of it, excuse the pun. I think minstrels are way better than the normal Galaxy bar. So if it's up to me, what I would do is I'd put Galaxy in average and I'd put minstrels in amazing.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay, even though Galaxy has moved down 2 tiers, as you might have noticed there.
I'm okay with that.
Okay,
So again, we're
Minstrels
still
is
ranking
good.
the chocolate. Like, there is a difference between the three galaxies, so they have to be on three different tiers, at least.
Yeah,
I'm
I think.
okay with that.
Okay, so did I pick Minstrels? So it's your go.
I'm gonna go with Maltesers and
Maltesers.
God tier.
We're going a bit top heavy with all the God tier stuff,
Yeah.
aren't we? It doesn't really deserve to be God tier.
Maltesers, man. Think of the celebration box. The Maltesers chocolate gone straight away. You're talking about that popcorn job in the cinema. Majority of people use fucking Maltesers, not Minstrels.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
If I was to do what you were talking about, I would probably go with Maltesers, yes.
Oh,
Fucking love
interesting.
Maltesers, man.
Look, you're very passionate about Maltesers. I'm going to let you have
Yes.
that.
Yes.
All right, okay. I'm going to go to the exact opposite end of the scale here now, and I'm going to pick a Dairy Milk Caramel, and I'm going to put it in Met here. It's too sweet.
No,
There's
well,
just
it's yeah, it's not near the Galaxy Caramel, but at that low, I maybe would have put it average.
Yeah, okay. I mean, a little bit harsh, but the caramel in it isn't. I wouldn't exactly say it's nice. I don't
It's
enjoy.
not runny, it's not smooth nearly. It's nearly like chunky or something, isn't it?
There is an element of runniness to it, but it's not as runny as the Galaxy one, if that's what you mean. But I just don't. I don't know. I just could never get on board with it. I just think it leaves a little bit of a bad aftertaste in my mouth. But I won't be buying them anytime soon. I'll put it like that.
Fair enough, Donald.
You're up, my friend.
I am going to go with a Twix bar, and I am going to recommend Average. It's a grand bar, like, it's nice.
Yeah, it's not to get excited.
Chocolate,
about.
Bit of caramel. I'm not buying Twixes in the shop.
I wouldn't write home about it or anything like that.
No.
Yeah. It's probably even meh, to be honest with you. But it's probably a bit better than Mars and Dime. It's nowhere near as good as Bounty's Turkish Delight that are already in the meh tin. But it's kind of breaking my heart a little bit. But yeah, I'm happy enough. Fergal. Curly Whirlies. A little bit of theatrics to this one again. Holes in the middle of it. I think we all went a bit spa when they came out, or when we figured out what they were when we were kids. But then again, they just kind of hurt the teeth. I don't know. They're good. They taste good, but they're not interesting enough.
I would have put them in Average, to be honest. It's a grand Average bar. It's not very filling. It kind of falls under the same thing as the Kinder Surprise. There's just not enough in it. And as you said, sometimes it can like hurt your teeth. Like if they come out of the fridge, man, they're like fucking cinder blocks.
Yeah, you could literally kill someone with it. So yeah. Like it's yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Down to Average you go and sit there.
Try and balance out this table a small bit, huh?
Ah, sure, look. You're up.
I am going to pick a double decker.
Now, are you talking about your little nickname for me or the actual bar itself?
I'm talking about the bar of chocolate.
If I ever wanted to be a stripper, I think my nickname would be Double Decker.
Double Decker Donnelly.
I think I saw that on Michael McIntyre or something like that. But yeah. Where do you want to put this?
I want to put it in good, man. I don't know what it is about a double decker. Some people find it sickly, like, and I just like the white stuff in the middle. I like the biscuity. I like the chocolatey. Just, it's a double decker, man.
It's
a stacked chocolate bar.
It's not. It's horrible. It's crap in every
it's
sense of the word.
Unbelievable, man. I fucking love a good double decker. There's no chocolate bar like it.
Are you sure you're not talking about me now? You're
talking
about chocolate bar.
I'm talking about the chocolate bar.
Fergal, it's meh. It's crap.
I can't accept meh. I'm going to pull the card that I chose it, so it's going to be good, and you can change it later if you want to.
I have an idea where I'm going with this show, but look, we'll let it very temporarily sit there again. You know how crap double deckers are? Well, I think picnic bars are equally crap, all right? And if it was up to me, a picnic would sit in the meh tier.
I'm okay with that. Hey, picnic bars. What is the fucking raisins in them?
Yeah, I like raisins. I like raisins, but I don't like them.
I don't like raisins.
Oh, no, I love raisins. All right. It is just, it's very forgettable bar. I don't know anyone. I've never seen anyone eat one willingly. You know, it's always used as a torture device in Vietnam or something like that, or in Afghanistan, but it's just one of those things, like.
That's why we're talking about raisins. Do you ever go through a McDonald's drive-thru and get the person, like, you're not driving, you get the person to order raisins for you?
No.
You should do it, man. It's so funny. The person's like, I'm not ordering you raisins. It was like, get me a packet of raisins. I want some fruit with my food. And then you get to the window and you're like, can I have a packet of raisins? They're like, you want a packet of fucking raisins. And then
it's
eventually
a shame of doing it.
You get the packet of raisins. They're like 30 cents.
Oh, no.
Then you could put them in your chocolate bar.
It seems like a lot of effort to go home and melt some chocolate and put some raisins into it. But yeah, no, it's great. Like, no. I do love raisins, but no. Whisper Gold. I don't have much of an opinion on this, Fergal.
I would put them in Average.
I'm going to go with you because I've never had one.
Well, I've had one. They're kind of like a wannabe crunchy nearly.
Okay. Don't fix something unless they're broken. Like, crunchy is already like... one of the best chocolate bars. It's just, but is it, describe it. They're both made by Cadbury, like.
I know, yeah, but it's not the, do you know the way the crunchy you bite into it and it's pure honeycomb on the inside? It's like scattered honeycomb throughout it.
Oh, well, that might be nice. I tell you what, for next week's show, Fergal, I'll have one and I'll let you know.
Okay, lovely. Dono, I am going to pick a Milky Bar and I'm going to recommend put it in the good category.
A Milky Bar. I think we picked a Milky Bar already, Fergal.
Milky Way, sorry. Milky Way. Milky Way.
A Milky Way bar. Okay. Good.
It's grand, like it's taste. It's nice. The white stuff is something different on the inside, but it's not prime time chocolate.
No. But you know what's missing from this list now? Those Milky Bar crispy rolls. They are delectably good.
They're nice now, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be good too now. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is nowhere near amazing or god tier, but like I suppose it can fit snugly there in good. But other than that, I think we'll move on to my choice. Aero Mint.
I would put that up in amazing.
I think so too. It's a very underrated bar, you know.
Sorry, that was your choice and I just told you what to do.
Yeah, no, but I'm in perfect agreement with you. We're in harmony, Fergal. This is what it's all about. We have to agree sometimes. And an Aero Mint bar is definitely the best mint chocolate bar on the market.
Yeah, definitely. 100% agree. It's so nice, man, especially when you get them in shakes and stuff like that as well. It's delicious.
Yeah.
A good blend of chocolate and mint.
Are you a minty man yourself?
I like a bit of mint now. I wouldn't go out of my way for it, but I do enjoy a bit of mint.
Do you get excited when you brush your teeth in the morning?
No.
Why? Mint.
Yeah, but like it's not chocolate mint.
Yeah, but do you ever just like be craving a chocolate minty bar, like an Aero Mint, and just have some toothpaste and say because you don't have any in the house?
No, that's never happened to me.
Don't listen to your child.
Do you get an erection when you're brushing your teeth in the morning then, is it?
Fergal, to be honest with you, most things give me an erection. Ferrero Rocher. It's not my goal, is it?
Yeah, look, just go with it. Ferrero Rocher. Where are you going with it, Donald?
God tier.
Oh, no. Disagree, man.
Do you not think it has the same element of that Christmassy feeling about it? It's like After Eight, but better.
I would probably put them in amazing ahead of After Eights then. I just don't think, like, look at them big boys up there. Like, I just don't think they're on them levels.
I'm a sucker for a hazelnut flavored chocolate bar.
I must admit, it is nice.
Yeah, it's like the crispy feel on the outside with the soft little chocolate bit in the middle, and then you have the nut to rule the roost. I think they're god tier, but I'm happy enough to leave them amazing as well because I did compare them to After Eight. So I think they're kind of cut from the same cloth, but opposite ends of the table at the same time. So yeah, we leave it there unless you want to move it.
No, I'm cool with that.
Now, since I took two goals in a row very selfishly, Fergal, I'm going to give you two goals in a row. So pick wisely.
I want Rollo and I want Good.
Okay.
I think these, again, reasoning, very nice sweets, but not really going out of my way to buy them.
Yeah.
The next one, I'm going to pick a Boost bar, or the old school Morrow, and I think it is an amazing bar of chocolate.
I was a big fan of a Boost bar back in the day.
Yeah, I think they're just like, even every now and again you just get a good Boost bar and like, this is unfucking believable, man. Just the caramel and the chocolatey difference in the inside and the little truffly bits. I'm all about the Boost bars.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. I haven't had one in a long, long time, but yeah, I have great memories of them. All right, okay, two good choices, Fergal. The Rollos as well. I didn't really give you too much feedback on that, but I don't know. I like a Rollo. I do like a Rollo. But they're probably deserving to be just bang in the middle, really, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, now Fergal,
we're getting a bit, just before we go on, we're getting a bit more structure now on the table.
We are.
It's not so top heavy anymore. We just need to balance out that bottom section.
Yeah, it's looking nicely. It's kind of squaring up, but I'm probably going to extend the God tier one now in a second. So, Yorkie Raisin.
Absolutely, get the boat, man. There's no way that is ever going in God tier.
It is God tier.
I can promise you right now, if there's a bar of chocolate that's going down, it's going to be the fucking Yorkie Raisin.
Do you not like it?
No, I don't want raisins in my chocolate.
Have you not had it? Have you had it?
I've had it. It's shit.
It's not shit. It's very underrated.
You don't put raisins in chocolate. Don't.
You do. They do. They do. Sometimes it's just the balance is right. And this one is right.
Remember when you were younger and you used to go trick-or-treating and you always had that one house that gave you fucking raisins. No one wants raisins.
Yeah, but like, look, Fergal, our palates weren't developed when we were younger, right? And I was completely against the idea of these Yorkie biscuits and raisin bars because of the fact that there was raisins in them when I was younger. But now that I'm more mature, I think it is a very esteemed bar of chocolate, and I think it deserves being a god tier.
Now, I'm going to ask you this, right? You have to remember now, on that list, there's still a Yorkie bar down there. And you're putting the Yorkie raisin ahead of the traditional Yorkie that's not for girls.
I genuinely would.
This is absolute blasphemy.
A Look, Yorkie. We might as well do it. Like, where would you put a Yorkie?
I would probably put it amazing.
You put it amazing. And I think that's how it should be.
I enjoy a Yorkie.
But like, the Yorkie, it's a bit hard to eat. Do you get what I'm saying? It's very solid.
You gotta suck it down.
You dirty girl. Yeah, but see, that's what the biscuit and the raisin brings to the Yorkie biscuit and raisin, I suppose. It's not as hard. It's softer. There's less chocolate to kind of bite through. It's. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm buying a chocolate bar. I want chocolate. I want raisins.
It's an element added to the chocolate, Fergal.
It's not an element.
Look, sure, like, is the Twix a chocolate bar, really, then?
Yes.
Because, like, probably it's probably about 30% chocolate.
Yeah, but there's no fruit in it.
What about an orange? A Diero orange?
That's orange flavoring. It's not an actual orange.
I know, but it's still flavored like an orange.
There's a literal fruit in my chocolate bar when I get the raisin one. Look, it was your choice. I'll let you have the precious raisin bar.
Yeah.
We will review it, and it will be going down to the bottom properly. next one I'm going to pick is I'm going to pick a timeout bar, and I am going to recommend the average section.
The average section.
It's a very grand bar. I actually don't think I've eaten a timeout in probably 15 years.
I'm going to ask you one very important question. Do you like the old reliable pink snack?
The pink one now or the purple one?
The pink one.
I wouldn't be mad on it, no.
Okay. Well, that kind of fucks my argument because the timeout is essentially a pink snack. And I think they binned it there a couple of years ago or a few years ago now at this age.
There you go. That pretty much answers my question. The purple snack is the strong one. The yellow one's a good.
No, the yellow one's the worst one out of snacks.
It's the second worst one.
The worst one
is the pink one that they got rid of and discontinued.
I think we've just found our question of the week, Fergal. Which one is the ultimate snack? The pink, the purple, or the yellow? And it's obviously the pink one, just so you know that. So
it's the purple one.
I ain't going to fix it anyways, if that's the case. moving on. Was that your goal? It was. It's my goal. Why can't I ever remember this? Twirl orange. Okay. So I'm going to stick to my guns and just say that anything that isn't orange flavor, that's Terry chocolate orange, is straight into the meth here. Apart from Aero.
Look, I entirely disagree with you, but again, I did put Turkish Delight and Bounties down there, but for me, Twirl Orange is probably the second nicest orange bar there is out there. It's nicer than the Dairy Milk one. It's nicer than the Yorkie one. I would have actually put it in amazing.
You would not.
I would have. I really enjoyed them. I bought them a couple of times, especially when they first launched them.
I think it's very overpowering. I think the orange flavor kind of overpowered the chocolate, and it's just a little bit too much.
No, disagree entirely. I like me a good Twirl Orange. I think it's the second best one available in the market.
Okay, Fergal, just to kind of sweeten you a little bit, I'll move it up to average, because maybe I am being a little bit severe with it at the moment, but I just think that it's not much any better than that.
I will settle for that.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. Now, I'm going to give you a 2-for-1 because we have to consider two things. They can't be on the same tier. We have the Kit Kat Chunky and the Four Finger Kit Kat.
Okay. Okay, you go first.
I am suggesting the Kit Kat Chunky is an amazing bar of chocolate, and the Four Finger one is maybe only, I'd probably average or good, one of them two.
See, if it was up to me now, Fergie, I would put the Four Finger into God tier. And I'd probably put the Kit Kat Chunky into the good tier.
Kit Kat Chunky is way better than the Four Finger Man.
Wow, okay.
Even, like, the next level, the Kit Kat Chunky Peanut Butter one, man, is unbelievable. It's so good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. But you have a soft spot for peanut butter, in fairness, don't you?
I love peanut butter.
You peanut do. Butter chocolate, man.
Why isn't there any Reese's Pieces in this?
I know, yeah, it's a disgrace. Apologies to the listeners out there, just to give me any clues away. But no, I think that's fair enough. I do like a Kit Kat now and again, though. I have to say, it brings me back to my youth. But are you happy enough to leave it the way it is?
Happy enough to leave it the way it is.
All right. So moving swiftly on to our next choice, it is Milka, you know, the kind of Eastern European chocolate or European mainland European chocolate, I believe. I think it is a poor man's Cadbury's, a poor man's whatever other chocolate, Nestle or whatever else, and I think it deserves to be in meh.
Look, Donald, it was your choice. I'm okay with you having that. I enjoy Milka. I do enjoy a good Milka bar.
I just remember seeing them all over the place when I was going on family holidays when I was younger, and that's where I kind of got introduced to them. But I just think they're just basically a crap version of everything else that's on the market. So, yeah, let it lie.
Look, it was your choice. We'll leave it down there.
Jeez, I must have hit his horse back.
My next one is going to be a Star Bar. Now, you got your fucking Yorkie raisins. That Star Bar is going straight to the bottom.
This is slander of the highest order. That is absolute. This is your scoundrel moment, Fergal. You are a scoundrel because Star Bar.
I thought Bounty and Turkish Delight were your two favorite bars.
They're. But I also have a soft spot for many a bar of chocolate. All right. Okay. But like Star Bars are in that category as well. I don't know a lot of people who would willingly buy a Star Bar, but they don't know what they're missing because it's great.
Not
and I'm surprised
great.
You picked it. It's a boost that's more again, peanut.
Like I said earlier, you're one of these motherfuckers keeping these motherfuckers in business. Stop buying Star Bars, man. No one wants them.
But you just admitted to loving peanut butter flavored stuff and peanut flavored stuff, and you love Boost. And this is combining
this
too.
Shit again.
There's no fruit in it.
There's Star Bar shit, man.
I just think you haven't given it a chance.
I'm not willing to give it a chance either.
Yeah, well, there we go. It's just setting your old ways, huh?
Setting my old ways.
Yeah. Are you happy enough to leave it there?
I'm happy with me.
Well, I'm very unhappy. But I will respect your decision as I normally do. Further, I think we're on a bit of a train with meh, okay? Because I'm going to put the Chomp in there.
I agree with that as well. It just feels like a sweet just to keep the kids to shut up or something. Here's a 10-cent sweet or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Get back in your box.
And then, like, do you ever bite it when it's really soft and like the caramel ends up halfway up your forehead?
Well, I've never eaten a chocolate bar upside down, so no. But
no, Joe, you like eat it and you're like pulling it apart when you were a child and then the caramel drips and like sticks to the bottom of your nose and goes up your forehead. It's never happened yet.
No, it hasn't. Like, worked,
it
hasn't.
It doesn't always go up my forehead, but I've definitely had it on the tip of my nose a few times. The caramel's so fucking stringy.
Oh, Jesus. No. But look, I think we're agreeing. We're trying to agree in the same thing, but...
We just have different reasons why we hate it.
We just have different reasons behind it. Moving on.
Next one I'm going to give you, Donald, Smarties. Again, I'm going to put them in meh.
Oh my god.
I'm not mad at Smarties, man.
Oh my god.
Like, I'd never buy a packet of Smarties.
Oh my god.
I think they're a poor man's M&Ms.
Oh my god. Seriously?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. No way. Smarties are way better than M&Ms.
No, they're not.
Yes,
they
are.
Close, man. M&M's is fucking god-tier chocolate.
I don't know. You're raving, Fergal. Smarties deserve to be at least an average.
No. Meh chocolate. Probably the top end of meh, but I wouldn't put them at top end. I'm not buying a packet of Smarties at this age.
Well, if that's how you feel, all right, I'm going to go straight. I'm going to attack your beloved M&M's, all right? But I'm going to attack the M&M's chocolate bar, and I'm going to put that in meh. How would you like them apples?
Do you know what they've just released recently? Really small versions of the bars, and they're actually quite nice. The big ones that they've released that are right there, they're just too sickly, man. You don't even get a quarter of the way of the bar, and you're like, man, the chocolate's too heavy.
I think it's Nestle chocolate, though. It's just not as nice as Cadbury's. And I think there's a bit of a trend forming here, isn't there?
I was going to say, it reminds me a lot of the Mars bar issue.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was having a bit more of a personal attack on you, but it obviously didn't go my way.
I have to agree with you on the bars. But when we talk about the little bags of M&Ms that are better than Smarties, I would like to put them in God tier. When you consider the milk chocolate ones, the peanut ones, the crispy ones, next level when you go to the cinema. A good packet of M&Ms. And I was never allowed them as a child because I used to bounce off the walls when I ate them.
That is ludicrous. M&Ms are not God chocolate.
So good.
God flavored chocolate. God tier chocolate. Whatever the fuck it is. You got me so angry I can't even say the fucking English language. They're not
look,
that
you know
good.
What? I'm going to drop it down. Amazing. We go to amazing.
Okay, that's fine. That's not even fine. Like, Smarties are better than bloody M&M's.
Smarties are nowhere near, man. Smarties are for kids. I'm a big boy. I'm going to eat M&M's.
I didn't even know what I was trying to say. I'm sorry. Okay, look, I'm just very disappointed by that decision, but I can't exactly argue too much. Toblerone. Good.
I would have said average, but okay.
It's good because, once again, it's the feeling it brings you. Everyone always brings you, well, they don't always, but if you're lucky enough to get a big, massive Toblerone
from the airport,
someone who went on holidays or from an airport or anything like that, you are living the life, my friend, for the next few hours.
But, how about this? Have you ever actually gone to the airport and bought a Toblerone for yourself?
No, I can't say I have.
I've never done it. I've always either bought it for someone else or it's been given to me.
Yeah, I think it's against the law to actually buy one for yourself. You have to prove who you're sending it to. Like, it's do you like it?
I like it. I do enjoy a square Toblerone. But the only thing is
triangle,
obviously the triangle. Yeah, but maybe kind of falling under the same kind of thing as Mars Bar and M&M. That it is kind of sickly sometimes. And
but
you'd
it's
never,
one of those ones.
You would never ever buy a Toblerone for yourself.
No, but if you're as we said there, if you're lucky enough to get the gift of it, it is quite a nice feeling and a quite nice gift to get. But that's the thing with Toblerone. You can always put it away and come back to it. You know, it comes in a nice little cardboard box. You can just kind of rip off little bits and pieces at a time. You're almost obliged to finish like a Mars bar at a time, you know?
Yeah, but like I can't stop eating chocolate once I start. That's the problem. So I get halfway through the bar and I'm like, I feel sick, but then I eat the other half and then I still feel sick.
Well, unfortunately, Fergal, that kind of seems like a bit of a you problem, really,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
Okay, right. So we'll settle with that one then.
Fair enough. Europe.
My next choice, I'm going to pick the Dairy Milk Oreo.
Ooh.
I'm going to put this in good. I have a thing for Oreos at the moment, the biscuit, and I love Dairy Milk chocolate, so it's a fucking smooth combination.
Yeah. It's probably the most applicable place. A lot of people love this, and a lot of people say it's their favorite one, so it should be at least an amazing or even a god tier. But I think it's just good. It's enjoyable.
It's a very enjoyable chocolate bar, but it's just not quite the amazing god tier list.
No, no. Now, you know what might be considered on the god tier list?
What?
A toffee crisp.
No.
No?
No.
Just no.
Toffee crisp is nice. I love, actually really do enjoy. I would probably put it in amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite god tier yet.
I think you actually might have introduced them to me. Were these popular enough for down your place? Toffee crisps.
What do you mean my place? We're from the same
in
place.
In your household.
No, they weren't. I wouldn't have had them growing up. It's only the last couple of years I've come across them.
Okay, fair enough.
A few mini bars. It's as if there's like, it's like a Rice Krispie kind of.
Yeah, there's a weird texture to it. It
caramel
is nice.
And everything.
It's, someone might say, is a combination of toffee and crispy.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good description of it.
There we go. Fergal, we're coming to the end of the list, but which ones are you going to go with now?
I'm going to go Whisper and I'm going to go God tier.
No. Just no.
A Whisper chocolate bar, man. It is like, it is the Dairy Milk version of an Aero, and it's better.
It's not. It's just not. It's not a god tier chocolate bar.
Absolute god tier.
It's too soft. It almost feels powdery when you're eating it.
That's what makes it, man. The softness is what makes it great. When the bubbles bursting in your mouth and everything, it's just like, fuck yeah. Got me a Whisper.
No. Okay, Fergal. I'll settle for good.
Amazing minimum. It's better than a toffee crisp.
Okay, maybe so.
Right, next choice, Donald.
Crunchy, average.
Yes, I agree. I do enjoy a crunchy every now and again, but again, I'm not going into the shop to buy a crunchy.
No, I don't think I very rarely now have I ever got a crunchy that's not out of a selection box. So I think it deserves to be there. And look, I'm not unhappy when I'm eating it, but it's just not as good as anything else on the list that's above it.
I agree. Second last one, Dono. I am going to pick a Snickers, and I know we are going to disagree on this. I am putting Snickers in the good tier. It is a tasty chocolate bar, like the caramel, like the nuts. I do go in and buy a Snickers every now and again, but I'm not always going in.
It deserves better. It deserves so much better. But I kind of had to leave it there because there's so much more I have to move around from you. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to let it sleep tight. And I'm going to go with my next choice being Aero. And I'm going to put
which one
that,
is it? Is it the normal one?
Just your plain old-fashioned Aero. The original. All right. Yeah. I'm probably going to have to put in good.
Yep.
I think that it doesn't deserve to be any higher in the list than what the good tier is, and it is very grand. It's very rare I buy an Aero, and it's probably not as good as its counterpart, the Mint Aero. So
I agree.
So there we go.
So the last two choices we have left are the two Christmas old school, I suppose, Christmas sweets. We have Roses and we have Quality Street.
We could almost call this a little bit of a bonus round, couldn't we?
Almost. We'll start with Quality Street.
Okay.
Where would you put Quality Street?
Quality Street, first of all, in my opinion, are better than Roses. You might
agree. That is blasphemy. Roses are
Fuck
better, man.
Off. Are you serious?
No, come here. You need to take the whole box into consideration here, not just the fucking good ones like the triangles and the big purple ones.
The big purple one is deserving, and it actually got its spot as its own little chocolate bar.
That's fine, but you can't just take one sweet and decide that that's the reason that it belongs up there. You have
I
to
love
take
the
whole
toffee
box.
Pennies. I love toffee pennies. I love the mint triangles. Did you say that already?
Yes,
I love the
big triangle.
I love the toffee bars. You know, the long ones. I love the strawberry cream chocolate ones. I love the blue. The blue ones are grand. I think they're just plain chocolate. I'm partial. I love the golden barrels. They're kind of like the syrupy caramel in it. Fergal, I know my way around the quality street boxes. Don't fucking tell me that I don't. I think they're way better than Roses. There's more to it. There's more flavors. There's more value.
Dairy milk.
You can't just say one
dairy
word
milk.
And then take an opinion apart. This is not how it works.
Sorry, the new Roses, they've introduced the dairy milk bar sweets again. But they've also still kept that new truffle one that they brought in to replace the dairy milk. And they still have the golden barrel stuff and everything. And guess what, Donald? It's all dairy milk chocolate.
Just no. Just it's a hell no for me. I think we're going to end up putting these somewhere on the list that we don't agree with. But I think this is going to be our second question of the week, Fergal. Your vote, is it going to be Quality Street or Roses?
Roses will win.
I think Quality Street will win. I think hands down. I don't think it's even a bit of a debate, to be honest with you. But where would you put Roses on the list?
I think, all right, I do enjoy some of the Roses and I do enjoy some of the Quality Street. I think this is fair. Again, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Both of them should go into average.
I absolutely agree. I don't know what we were fighting about so much, because they're both very grand at the end of the day.
Some of the stuff in it is great. All the stuff in it isn't great.
No. And we're kind of left here now with kind of a little bit of a lopsided graph. But here we are. It is what it is. They both deserve to be an average.
They both deserve to be an average. Yes.
Jesus, that's a fine tier list, isn't it, Fergal?
It is. It's 52 chocolate bars, isn't it?
All right, okay. So look, that's pretty much it. That's the tier from top to bottom. I think we're both kind of half in agreement with what it is. What do you think, Fergal?
Absolutely, half in agreement.
But what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have a very little bit of a special event, and we're going to be able to bring one up from a tier of our liking, and we're going to be able to move one down. And to make it extra spicy, the other person isn't allowed alter our selections in any way whatsoever. So say, for example, I'll just kick us off, okay? I'm between Bounty and Turkish Delight. I think it's been pretty evident throughout the whole show. Now, I'm going to have to go with Turkish Delight, all right? And I'm going to move that up into God tier, because it is my favorite, that's second favorite chocolate bar. Joke. It's amazing. It's something different. It's the element of the Turkish Delight actually in it, encased in chocolate, is terribly enjoyable. And now, what delights me even more is that you're not allowed to touch that selection.
Well, can I not put it back down?
You cannot. We cannot alter each other's choices.
That's fine. I hear what you're saying, Donald. My choice is I am going to select the... Ooh. I'm going to pick the Twirl Orange, and it's going to go into God tier. Just purely out of spite.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, okay. Well, Fergal, if you're being that spiteful now, what I'm going to do is, and actually, you know what? No, I'm going to give you my honest opinion on this, all right? This is 100% legit, and I'm not doing it to hurt you in any way whatsoever.
Okay.
But you picking M&M's to go into Amazing was absolutely scandalous, all right? It should no be nowhere near it. It's going straight into the bin.
All the way to the bottom.
Absolutely. Like, if it's going to die, it's going to die in arms with his brother Smarties. And I just think it deserves to be there hand in hand with each other when they go into the light.
Like, obviously, I strongly disagree. But I understand what you're saying. My choice, Donald, the one that I'm going to drop all the way down, is I'm taking that fucking Yorkie Raisin Bar, and you put that back behind M&M's. An absolute scandalous. You're a scoundrel, Donnelly.
Oh, that's very unfair.
It's not. Dead last. That's where she belongs. The end of the fucking graph.
I don't think that's that. I think that's a bit more
fair.
Right,
can you fix that? My decision was after yours. There we go. Dead last.
Now, look. Oh, Fergal, that's pretty much it. That's the graph there all made from top to bottom, as we said already. It is very easy to look at on the eye, I believe. But just to wrap up the show, okay? I'm going to let us pick our favorite chocolate bars and our worst chocolate bars. So one each. I'm going to let you go first. Tell us, what is your favorite?
It has to be Dairy Milk.
Look, there's no point even debating. We said it already about 20 times.
Dairy Milk is the king.
Yeah, absolute king of chocolate bars. And Fergal, off this list, what is your least
Turkish
favorite?
Delight is dead last, man. Like, oh, for fuck's sake. Turkish Delight or a Bounty. Every other chocolate bar that's on this list, I could suffer. Like, I could deal with the Yorkie Raisin. I could deal with the Picnic. I could deal with the Star Bar. I could not deal with a Bounty or a Turkish Delight. I would actually spit it out.
You're just a horrible man. I don't like that. That's completely unfair. Fergal, I have to respect your opinion at the end of the day. I do love you. All right. But my worst and the worst bar on this list and my least favorite is not going to be a personal attack on you. It is the Mars bar. It's just the worst bar. I would never buy one.
Why did you say a personal attack on me? I agree with you in putting Mars bar down there.
I know, yeah. But look, I'll never buy one. I'll never buy one again. And I think they should be taken off the market for everyone involved. The world will be a better place.
That's harsh. I think it's harsh, but still fair at the same time.
Fergal, wrap up the show for us.
Guys, that's it for this week. If you'd like to like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube channel, of course, it really helps us out. If you're listening on Spotify, of course, do like and follow our Spotify shit. Comment, guys, if there's any chocolate bar we left out, or let us know what scandalous decision we actually made, whether one deserved to go up or one deserved to go down.
Have a good evening. Bye!